1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention kicking off in Milwaukee. The entire event taking on new meaning following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. ABC's Jim Ryan is there.
Thousands of GOP faithful have come here to approve a platform and to nominate Donald Trump as their standard bearer on the November presidential ballot. Against the backdrop of Saturday's incident in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty sobering before, but I think it'll be very sobering now.
Adrienne King of Hawaii is one of more than 2,400 delegates to the Republican National Convention, which will be gaveled to order this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Michael Crooks from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh, a registered Republican who did not have military experience, shot and killed after firing off several rounds at Trump, grazing him in the ear, wounding two others, and killing a father of two, Corey Comparator. This is ABC News. This has been a very good couple of days if you're a Spanish sports fan. ABC's Inez de la Quintera has details from the foreign desk.
Carlos Alcaraz easily defeating Novak Djokovic on Sunday in the men's final at Wimbledon, the second year in a row he's done so. And then there was the Euro final, Spain winning 2-1 against England. This is Spain's fourth time winning the tournament, the first country to do so. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Ukraine may soon be getting weapons from little workshops spouting up across Ukraine, private labs and secret workshops, all reportedly working on drones and robots that could be used on the battlefield against Russia. One startup says it can crank out an unmanned drone every 4 days. One more day before Amazon's own sales holiday fires up. Its Prime Day shopping event kicks off tomorrow. Some estimates say that Amazon will likely ring up more than $13 billion in sales over the next 2 days. That would be up 6% from last year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with Aspirus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The four-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers avoided being swept at home by the Nationals with a 9-3 win yesterday. Shortstop Willie Adames did his part. Four hits, four RBI, including a two-run home run shot in the eighth, heading into the All-Star break.
We're always going to compete. We're not going to give up. And, you know, that's what we've been doing the whole year, and we're not going to stop now. You know, we're going to the second half now with the right mindset. So now we have to, you know, keep doing what we've been doing and, you know, just try to be better.
The MLB draft continues continues today. So far, the Brewers have selected four players, including outfielder Braylon Payne of Texas. NBA, summer games in Vegas. The Bucks losing to the Cavaliers 112-81. Assistant Pete Dominguez is coaching the team and talked about what they need to work on.
Mainly the controllable stuff like our effort in transition, right? Our ball movement, playing with the pass. I think that got away from us early, and we just weren't able to ever kind of get back to playing the basketball that we had in camp.
That's Bucks coach Pete Dominguez with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and humid again. Our high 87 with a heat index from 90 to 95 today. Tonight, clearing 67. Tomorrow, sunshine 82 by Wednesday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Pete Schwabba.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, very special guest joining us here, Bill Morgan. But, Todd, I was just going through the notes here on my thing and had the thing about the jugglers.
From last week, right? They were in town.
Yeah. For the convention.
Yeah.
So I dropped in here the other Friday, because remember we thought we were going to get them on?
Right, yeah.
Well, they said they were coming.
Here's two guys with unicycles now looking in our windows like, hey, can I help you? Yes, we're supposed to be on the radio.
Gave them the wrong time.
There was a guy that was jogging and juggling at the same time up
really?
And down the street. Yeah.
So, Bill, there was... In 2019, which seems forever ago, but the VCB, the Discover Green Bay now... booked the juggling conference here in Green Bay. So it was at KI and at the Meyer Theater. And these guys would come by, but they were going to a show or going to practice. And so we said to them, look, you got to come on our show. And we'll be there tomorrow. We'll be there tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, we're on from 6 to 9. So I don't know if they thought PM, but it was in the morning.
Well, they were from like Argentina. So I think maybe their watches were set a little different or something.
Time zones were a little whack.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so John said they showed up on their unicycle with their bowling pins or whatever.
Yeah.
And anyway, it didn't happen.
I brought them in, gave them some water and stuff. Just to, Bill Morgan joining us. Bill, of course, one of the longtime aficionados of local baseball lore. And still staying with it, which is awesome, keeping the blue ribbons and all those kind of things, the memories alive. Tell me a little bit about the project you're working on, Bill.
Well, Joanie's is actually, and we call it historical Joanie's.
Absolutely.
Of course, we don't have the great grandstands we used to have and stuff, but it's still a field that tons and tons of Major League All-Stars started their careers there.
Absolutely.
And originally, it was a minor league team for the Philadelphia Phillies and then the Cleveland Indians and then the Brooklyn Dodgers. And, I mean, the one the most people that are a little older remember is Frank Howard, of course, because he settled down here, ran a bar here and stuff.
And we always hear the story. He put one in the river.
Oh, constantly. I mean, he was a large man, 6'6".
Oh, gosh.
260, but...
Biggest man I had ever seen in baseball up at... Now you got, like, Aaron Judge.
Right.
And but at the time, most guys were like... I mean, have you ever met... Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle, they're all about 5'10 and a half. You know, they're just these real normal-sized people. And even I remember reading a thing about Al Kaline, who was one of the all-time great hitters. I mean, in Michigan, Al Kaline was like Bart Starr is in Wisconsin. And it was coming down the stretch whether he was going to get his 3,000th hit or I think it was his 300th home run before he retired.
Right.
And he finally pretty much conceded on the home run. Says, these young pitchers are just so big and so fast and throw such a heavy ball, which is a term nobody can quite explain, but you know what it is in baseball.
Oh, yes.
And he said he was just going to forget about going for the home run anymore. And he said that just something happens size-wise with people at a certain area, huh, Bill, where it just became a different game.
He was probably facing a the most 85 miles an hour in pitches, and you know, now we're all at 100.
I'm going to tell you, so I was talking with a guy yesterday, or down at the base at the softball tournament, but a guy, this big baseball guy down there, was the thing, and I was telling him the story. I remember one time, Barry Alvarez, when he was head coach at Wisconsin, and this kid, I can't remember exactly where, but a small town in Wisconsin, was the all-state quarterback. And, you know, kid's got an arm and everything. And then it turns out he turned down the Badgers to sign a minor league contract, okay?
Yep.
And Alvarez says, well, I guess you can't blame him. He throws it like 85, 86.
Yeah.
And it's like, we got four kids in Green Bay that can throw between 90 and 94, and they're in high school.
Right. Yeah. Nowadays, they're coming out of here, going to their Division I schools and stuff like that. It's just unbelievable, the talent.
But that's happened in other sports, too.
Sure.
You know, correct. I mean, you look at these
but
guys.
But baseball has been a normal, it's always like, hey, you can be a normal size guy and make it big. And some still do, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Mickey Mantle, those, and Roger Maris, they were real normal sized people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. And, oh, look, now in the major leagues, you got like the Altuve and the Astros.
Yeah, it's 5'6".
Oh, I don't even think he's that tall. I think that's one of those fallacies.
Yeah.
But, give the kid a break.
Actually, I was watching the Major League draft a little bit.
Yes.
Did you watch some of that?
I got to see the end.
That was pretty exciting. Yes. It really is.
Yeah, but, it is neat.
So, these Bill, kids are so good, though.
Yeah. And part of something we have going for us in Green Bay that, you know, the suburbs don't is history.
Right.
We talk about that all the time. Johnny and I talk, it's at Northland Hotel, some of the great buildings we have here, but some of the traditions we have here as well, and baseball being one of them. I mean, the Packs were founded down here, and we need to embrace that, or it's going to go away.
Well, this is the man that...
I know.
If Bill doesn't do it, nobody is. Because that generation who are really big aficionados, like our buddy Fred, Fred Colts and all those, you know, I mean, so if it's going to be done, it's got to be you to do it.
Well, I hope we can get something done. People have been actually bringing me stuff just a couple weeks ago. I brought it in to show John here. I know we're not on television, but I've got a jersey a guy brought in.
We do do stream this.
Oh,
though.
Great.
So
anyway, this jersey is over 75 years old. It's older than me. And this was used sometime between 1946, 1949. It was worn by the Green Bay Blue Jays. And at that time, they were a minor league. They called them Class D then. They didn't call them... AAA, AA, and single A. And this was worn by players that eventually became Cleveland Indians.
This looks like something from like The Natural.
Yes.
You know, that era.
You know,
but it's in great condition. Yeah, for 75 years old.
It's the material. So it's like canvas. It's the
last, right? It really is.
I brought it to feel show the hot guys. I'm wearing one of our current jerseys. And I mean, they breathe pretty decent. I mean, yesterday it was terrible. We had a doubleheader against Lombard, Illinois, and nobody was comfortable.
Yeah.
But could you imagine yesterday?
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
Having been a catcher, and that's the only position I've ever played in my life.
All right.
I don't want to hear a right fielder whining because it was too hot out there when you catch a doubleheader in that kind of game.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, most of them the catchers are wearing those big hockey masks.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But it's great. You get a 85-mile-an-hour pitch that gets reflected off the bat into your face. Or it kind of glances off.
And you know what I never wore? I never had. They didn't have them then.
The billy goats.
The billy goats that protect your Adam's apple. Because I've taken a couple of fall tips back into the Adam's apple.
Oh, yes.
And you don't know if you're ever going to talk without a, you know, hoarse voice for the rest of your life.
So the stuff that people are giving you, because the reason they're giving that to you is they want you to preserve it.
Right.
They don't want to get rid of it. They want you to preserve it because they... And what are your plans or what are your goals? Do you have a foundation or a committee that's working on?
What I'm trying to do is, like you have in Green Bay here, we have the Friends of Bay Beach. We have the Friends of the Wildlife Sanctuary. I'm thinking I'd like to try to get a nonprofit group like that, the Friends of Joannie's, and see if we can start working on making, you know, make it look more like the old grandstands maybe. But I want to put area in. I'd like to put in an area that where we can post all this. Matter of fact, I'm going to be approaching the Green Bay Park and Rec. They have a couple buildings there that their maintenance crews in that, not buildings, but rooms. And for now, I'm hoping I can get to put some of that in there and have a walkthrough area where people could just see some of the stuff and find out the names of all those famous players that played here.
I think that's awesome, Bill.
So at the stadium, you would really memorialize the history at the stadium. It's
correct.
Not like you want something off-site.
No.
And you're right, the Badgers have some of that, right? You walk down there, and it's right there in the names, and that's very cool. And there's room to do that there. I mean, there'd be a little bit of, you don't have to build anything new. There's enough room, I would think, there to make that work.
Yeah, until we could afford to do million-dollar projects.
Right, but I'm saying you could, a couple glass cases, you hang that in there. I mean, that's a really good idea, and that will get, I mean, attendance is, that'll get more people there, too.
Right. And I mainly like to get the young kids to realize the history there, too. I mean,
right.
Kids love baseball. They really do. The ones that are in it are so into it. I mean, we've got 36 guys at a time sometimes that are under contract with us, and they show up at all the road games. You know, they're not all going to get in and play all the time. And these guys love the game. And it's interesting, if you want, I'll talk about later, but the travel of our ball players, the kids that come and play here for us, they're playing for other places all over the country here right now.
Well, one of the top draft picks for, and we'll talk with Brian about this from the Green Bay Rockers. We're going to do a little bit of a baseball theme here today.
Yeah.
But one of the very top players was like one of the top 10 draft picks in the Major League Draft, had played for Madison in the Northwoods League here. And it's incredible how many great players
come out of here,
come through this league.
Yep.
If you had a game between the Timber Rattlers, like a four-game series between the Timber Rattlers and like the Rockers or one of the teams from that league, how would that be talent-wise, Bill?
It would be close, but the speed of the game is the difference.
Okay.
When you get those players that are actually signed to minor league contracts and stuff, they are just this. It's just like in football. You get a receiver or someone come into the game and they think, well, I'm the tops of my college and all this. They go against these defensive backs that can run faster than them. And the defensive backs go against receivers that have the speed they've never seen.
So what are you talking about the speed? You're talking about the pitching speed? You're talking about just the field speed?
Everything. Well, like we talked about pitching. Now they're throwing 95.
Yeah,
That's the average.
Yeah, I know.
Kid for Pittsburgh, 102.
Right. Yes. Unbelievable. Yeah. And the past, it wasn't that fast.
Yeah.
And you get to different levels. Like, I don't think we have anybody in our squad right now that's hitting 90. But as you go up in these different levels, down at the Timber Rattler Stadium, he was a top draft choice, I think, for the Brewers a couple of years ago. And he's hitting 100 already in the minor leagues. And he's ready to be brought up.
And I'll tell you what, you could say whatever you want. They say, you know, one of the scariest things. I remember Larry McCarron used to tell me, suicide teams, you know, the special teams, kickoff return, that was a test of a person's manhood. Let me tell you something. The old County Stadium, when we used to have to walk via the home, and you'd stand there and you'd think of like a Randy Johnson being just 60 feet away from you, and he can throw at 105 miles an hour or whatever, and that thing might be coming. Is that coming at my head or is that a curveball?
I still remember John Kruk from the Philadelphia Phillies jumping out of the box.
And just like patting his heart like, oh, my God. Yeah. That takes so much courage to stand in, especially if you're righty against a righty or whatever.
Yep. And a lot of the game today is stealing bases and stuff like that. So you have to have the speed. It's not just – you got to know how to watch that pitcher, see where his feet are going and things like that. But you got to have the speed at the end to beat these catchers.
And I think you're onto something. I think we don't give – kids or youth enough credit for how they want to embrace history.
Right.
History's a cool thing.
Yes.
And there's so much you can learn from history. Yeah, everybody's like, well, that was yesterday. Well, no, that's kind of our future a little bit if you think about it.
Correct.
You
know?
But baseball is such a fabric of Green Bay.
Totally.
You know, and look, the original stadium that was built there was built in 1929, and it held up for many years. And like I say, there was Boog Powell, a big Oriole, I believe he was. He used to play down in Appleton. Alex Rodriguez started down in Appleton.
I was there for his first game.
Right?
Did I tell you that story?
No.
He will.
We had our Preble team play at that field this year, and I was trying to tell our kids, Alex Rodriguez stood there in the dirt.
At about 170 pounds.
Yes.
He was just a string bean. Yes.
Wow.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Bill Morgan talking local baseball, joining us right here.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor on a beautiful Monday morning. We are heading into the Major League All-Star break, and we've got Bill Morgan, one of the local baseball, not just historians, but advocates just for getting kids out to play baseball. Bill, I got a thing here. Do you see more diversity with kids out for baseball with the changing demographics in town?
I'm not sure what they mean exactly, but I know one thing is a lot of the kids are starting to specialize more in one sport.
I know that.
If you talk to the professional athletes, they prefer the younger kids coming up, high school kids, doing more sports.
Absolutely.
Using different muscles and stuff.
Our boy Mark Houston from Bell and Sports Medicine will preach that forever.
Yes.
But, so Bill, I think what the caller is asking was, so Green Bay schools are more diverse. You go to school, right. If you went to school here, but I think it's almost, in some of these schools, it's majority-minority.
Right.
You know, and especially your district is the east side, right?
Yes.
So there's a few, and I think what the call is asking, are you seeing more kids that are Hispanic kids, Hmong kids that are entering baseball? Because they haven't been great at entering football, right. You know, and I think you can see a school like West is suffering a little bit, you know,
correct.
And in terms of football, it's still a great school academically. You know, it's got the AP program, but what the caller is asking for is, are you embracing the diversity of the community?
We love to have them come and play, but a lot of them, they either can't afford to get involved because, I mean, kids today are starting at 6, 7 years old.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to these academies. I mean, some of these academies, just to get on a team, it's like $3,500. And this year, luckily at our Preble High School, I think we had 4 from Venezuela area or something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And they need more training is the big thing. I mean, they don't have the experience.
Fundamentals.
Right. The fundamentals, exactly. And, well, one trouble we're having, too, is we had one that could not speak a word of English, and he ended up on our JV2 team. And we didn't have anyone to translate for him because the ones that could speak English were they were all up at our JV1 level. But he made it through. The trouble is he had trouble with classes. You know, I mean, you're in school, you still got to be academically eligible.
I can tell you a quick funny story. I just read this yesterday, a sports writer in New York, talking about the game where the pitcher might have been Japanese, mm-hmm. so he had his own interpreter. The catcher was like Latin American, Dominican, had to have his own interpreter. So they were talking. But he said, but here's the funny part.
That's great.
They still held their gloves in front of their mouth so nobody could read it. It's like things you don't have to do.
Right.
Not two different translators, two interpreters. But they're still holding their gloves in front of their mouth.
I still remember four years ago, we had a Japanese shortstop come and play for us, the Blue Ribbons. And I went out to coach first base for a couple innings. And he gets on first, and all of a sudden the next batter hits this little Texas Leaguer pop-up that I knew was going to get caught, so I'm yelling, back, 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 back. Didn't know he didn't speak a word of English. He got picked off.
No.
They took me off of first base. But no, we would love to embrace that. It's just right now it's so tough for them to get involved and stuff. And, you know, we try to help them. We try to find people that might do scholarships or something, and hopefully the schools can help them better with their grades and stuff.
Okay. Bill, what about as far as we talked about the history of baseball. Was there one era that peaked? Because I remember even as far as for amateur baseball, where there were like a lot of college players playing when it was true amateur, no NILs or anything like that. And you would have like the Green Bay Blue Ribbons against like the Oshkosh Giants.
Right.
And you're talking about some of the best college players you'll find from this area around.
Yeah.
And you know, like the Zaratskis were being drafted.
Right.
And I remember Oshkosh had a couple kids drafted, or more than a couple, and they had those great teams, the Jorgensens and everything. There's, and I've always said this, the one thing about Green Bay area, and I'm not just Green Bay, Appleton especially too, and but Northeast Wisconsin, sports-wise, the most underrated thing I always thought was the baseball talent up here that just doesn't quite get the pub that football and basketball do. That's right. What I've always felt. Right. And it seems like now it is more, but there's been some great eras of baseball, amateur baseball throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes, I still think like the 70s and 80s had some of the best hype and stuff in sports, and there was some great talent came through. But like you mentioned, we had Max Wagner played for us for Preble. Because of COVID, we didn't get to play his senior year. We made state 4 years in a row in the year we should have won.
And tell where Max Wagner is.
Well, he ended up drafted in the second round by the Orioles. He's playing double-A ball for them, although he's having some back injuries problems, so he hasn't gotten on the field quite enough this year yet. But we're hoping he keeps going up and up. And, you know, years ago we had Ryan Werpinski from Denmark. He got drafted, and he made it up through the minors a little bit in that. So there's a lot of talent just in this area. And, you know, you got to go back to Paul Wilmette.
Yes,
DePere absolutely. Kid. DePere, I mean, I think he's still in the record books.
Well, Jason Birkin, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, nice Jason. But, you know, another one that that I remember when he was like 6 years old, he was a bat boy for the Timber Rattlers, Varsho.
Oh, yes.
Who, wow, went from this little kid. And he was even like small for his age type of thing.
Yeah.
But he'd be out there hustling and hustling. He's playing Major League Baseball.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the other night you were talking about Zaratskis. We had our alumni night, and we enshrined Mark Zaratski, and we had Troy Cota. We also had Hinsky's father.
Oh, Hinsky, forgot about him. He had a great career in Major League Baseball. He's from Menasha.
I think they're not using him, but he's under contract getting paid to be a hitting coach for one of the Major League teams yet. Yes.
I ran into his brother all the time. His brother's a high school football coach.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We used to play. He used to play with, like, the Menasha Max.
Yeah. And
yep.
But, I mean, there was so much baseball talent through here. Oh, I never thought it quite got the pub or the recognition it deserved.
No. We're hoping it keeps going, though. You know, there's so many. I'm not a fan of baseball academies. I call them businesses. Right. But they are making some players really, you know, excel more and giving them the exposure.
Because that's one thing. You think about this. If you were a great golfer, if your son was a golf prodigy, you'd move to Florida or Arizona or California. But in baseball, these kids have such a short season to try to get it all. You know what I mean? It's like, when I lived in Arizona, these kids literally were playing 12 months.
Yeah.
12 months.
And it there's a cost to it, but there are places you can go throughout the year. I mean, look at look for golf, you know, and that's pretty cool what they do at Aurora. I mean, but that's expensive. But those kids, they learn a lot in the winter golfing in these, you know, with all this technology or swing. Totally. And that is the same as maybe playing all year. It's probably a little bit better because it's more on technique.
Right.
But, and we have that in baseball, right?
There is a group, and I'm Troy, and I can't think of his last name. Sorry. But he originally started like a high school age group, the Black Sheep. Well, now he's got left them, and now he's got a thing where he's really working with the inner city kids. He's got kids that are playing baseball. He finds scholarships and sponsors. Our Blue Ribbons are sponsoring a couple players.
Nice.
And these kids don't all have the abilities that a lot of the other kids do, but he says they're having so much fun.
Great.
Just being involved, and he's doing a great job.
Well, that's
cool. Well, like I said, Bill, this weekend I hosted a thing with the veteran amputees and little kid amputees down in Fond du Lac.
Yep.
And at the banquet that night, they asked these little kids, what's this camp like? Says, greatest thing in the world, I get to play sports and I get to wear a uniform.
Yep.
That means something for those kids.
It does.
Bill Morgan, thank you for everything you've done.
Yeah, we want to help you on
in
this.
Baseball. And is Brian going to be on the phone or is he coming in? He's coming in? Okay. This is great what you're doing. If we can help you at all in preserving the heritage of baseball in Green Bay, please let us know. Whatever you need.
Yeah, we're all
I think
on
it's
it.
A great idea.
We'll take any
he
help
wants
we
to do
can
the
get.
Same thing with music. I want to do the same thing with veterans.
I'll have to talk to you about that. We're trying to build a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Green Bay right now.
It depends who's the leadership.
We're going to set a quick break back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Some areas of Wisconsin have had so much rain that even crops that might like the water are saying enough. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Take, for example, our Wisconsin cranberry crop. Now, at first blush, you say, well, that crop probably likes water. And it does. But Allison Johnjack, University Extension cranberry outreach specialist, says this year they needed technology to try to monitor and control all that water.
We're able to make sure that we keep that good 6-inch root depth dry. And we do that by having our crop elevated a little bit above the water level, so we can raise that water level if we need to, if it's dry or when we need to flood for the harvest or for the winter or for bug protection, but we can otherwise lower that water down and keep our water in our reservoir so that we keep the soil profile at that correct level of enough moisture for the plant, but not so much moisture that the roots suffocate. We're in okay shape in terms of soil moisture just because of our ability to manage that water level.
Allison Johnjack, she's our University Extension cranberry outreach specialist. She says that the water also had an impact on pollinators. She said Wisconsin cranberries are definitely dependent on pollinator activity. With all the rain, that was slowed down this year.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And a fourth grader from Janesville and a fifth grader from Fenimore have been selected state winners in the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. They were asked to write a 500-word essay with the theme, Wisconsin Agriculture is Fruitful. Eleanor Jones Sato is the fourth grader that won from Roosevelt Elementary School in Janesville, and Bree Stalsberg is the fifth grade winner from Fenimore Elementary School in Grant County. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and humid again. Our high 87 with a heat index from 90 to 95 today. Tonight, clearing 67. Tomorrow, sunshine 82 by Wednesday, sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP Senior Account Executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From I-43 to I-41.
We'll be right back.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to Bill Morgan and his drive to preserve the heritage of baseball in Green Bay.
It takes someone like him.
Yeah.
You know, not just to collect the stuff. I mean, a lot of people can and do that, but he wants to take it to a level where it's kind of a tourist, memorializing, educational
Absolutely.
Area. And that's pretty cool. And I think if anybody can pull it off, he can.
No
I think
question
he's a
about
great
it.
Great guy.
Hey, welcome back. This segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have got a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. That's it. $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but absolutely perfect results you'll be so happy with. Certain restrictions do apply. It ends on the 31st of July. Visit PellaWI.com today.
No mess, no hassle. I mean, that's right. You were kind of accentuating those words.
That's because I got a broken tooth. Like
I didn't know what it was.
Todd saved me, got me some aspirin. Oh, is that thing ache, though? Have you ever a broken tooth in your mouth? It's not fun.
No, I
but
don't think I
it's
have.
It's jagged. I told you. You want to feel it?
No, you asked me that like
you put your finger right here.
Yeah, no way. Not in a million. No.
All right.
I don't know why you... Okay, I don't want to tell you. You don't listen to me anyway, so...
What? What did I not listen to you about?
Go to a good dentist.
I'm going to.
Okay, and what I told you to do was go get some dental insurance.
But
the
I,
stuff
told
that
you
what, have,
I told you how this happened.
But now it's too late, probably, because you already had the accident.
I got a bar fight with some bikers, and the guy sucker punched me, and I took a pool cue and went after him.
Yeah.
And then another guy, I was just getting up, and another guy punched me right there and broke my tooth.
There's another guy that looked just like you that told me about a piece of hard candy he ate.
It was an Ike and Mike. Okay, those things are nothing to mess with. Let me tell you, Ike and Mike's can damage your teeth a lot. So the other story sounds so much better.
It is. It is
so much better. So coming up today, we got Brian Kuklinski for the Green Bay Rockers. We want to talk a lot of baseball today, which is always fun. At 8:06, we have a Who Are You celebrity coming on.
That will
prize
be fun.
Package. We'll get that one. And then at 8:34, we've got one of our favorite people, Ace Champion, Good Buffalo, coming in.
What's Good Buffalo? What does that mean?
That remember that was his name. Last
that's
time.
That's his music name.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
he was
right.
given that by Native Americans.
I didn't know if that was an event that was coming up. Okay, that's just his name. Ace Champion.
It's the name they gave him.
Good Buffalo. Okay, I got it. I got it.
I forget what they gave me. Do you remember? Didn't he give me a Native American?
Yes,
name?
He did.
What
he
was did. It? Do you remember? I don't. I don't either. It wasn't Good Buffalo though. I don't know what it was.
It was not.
Was it Buffalo Jerky? Maybe something like that.
There was an animal that there was an animal
in there in the name.
There was an animal.
I well, if he's listening, he can come in and we'll just start.
Do you remember what it was?
I do not, John.
I don't either.
Okay,
but I know it was a name. Give it to me. That's very respectful.
Yeah,
it's very honorable. It's a connotation of something very powerful. Don't you remember? No?
So the more you talk about it, the less I remember.
The less remember. Yeah. None of this is ringing a bell at all.
Not at all,
Not
Johnny.
One part Not that you all. Mentioned I remember Ace talking about. Not but, one.
So I want to pick up a little bit with what Bill Morgan's working on.
And yes, I think it's a great idea.
That will not be easy because it's hard to make money off a museum. It just is. But if people are in town, you look at the Automobile Gallery, that's kind of a museum, right? And it can work, but I think Green Bay could really carve out a niche on unique museums, and I think baseball would be cool, the veterans thing that you're talking about, I think a music hall of fame, and I think people really, even younger kids, I think people like history. I mean, I don't know that I grew up loving history, I sure do now, but there's just so much you can learn, and especially if some of the greats came through our
right.
city, our community, right? Like you talk baseball and, obviously the football people have come through here is unbelievable, but we've had some great musicians come through here, some great veterans come through here. And I think we need to memorialize that where we can enjoy it every day and in some venues. So, yeah, we need to support him. If he gets that Friends going, I think it's going to be a good group.
I do, too. I'd help him out any way I possibly can. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I really do. I put a picture on my Facebook a couple of weeks ago of first time I went to the Packer Hall of Fame, and it was just in the corridor of the Brown County Arena. And there was no security. There's Paul Hornung's jersey thumbtacked to the wall. Paul Hornung's jersey thumbtacked to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look how that's grown. I mean, the NFL has grown, but that museum's very, very
unbelievable.
Cool.
That's got to be one of the success stories outside of on-the-field things in the entire NFL about how the Packer Hall of Fame went from that to what destination is these days.
Two stories.
Where people plan vacations from around the country to go to the Packer Hall of Fame. And it's spectacular. I've never been to Canton Hall of Fame, and I've always wanted to.
It's great.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You know, it's not in a great, great area, but... you know,
did you ever go to Cooperstown?
No.
Baseball?
Nope, haven't done that. And where's basketball? In Springfield?
Springfield, Massachusetts.
But what's
How did
cool-
you know that? That's impressive. Where's the hockey?
I don't. Is it in the United States?
Yeah. It's the United States Hockey Hall of Fame.
I don't know. It's got to be. Is it in the Northeast? Boston?
Eveleth, Minnesota. Eveleth is this tiny little town.
Got that on a multiple.
Up on the Iron Range.
That's amazing that they got that.
And they've got the United States Hockey Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Canton is very cool. I'm surprised you haven't been there.
I know, me too.
And it's not really, I mean, I don't know, you go to Cleveland, you get down there, drive down there. But I've been there a few times. What I like about, and there's, you would look at it differently because you're such a sports guru, but... from the economic standpoint, it's fun to look at the rings.
Oh, I'll bet.
And how they started with the Packers' first ring with this, like, it looks like my wedding ring, just as some little.
Yeah.
And then go, but boy, when they turned to bling,
yeah.
it was really
mind-boggling.
But those things turned to bracelets almost.
I know.
But it was kind of New England that did that.
Started with the big one. I thought Jerry Jones kind of started going early. I think those two were competing.
Oh, great.
Okay.
But boy, did those, you look at it, it's like, this is unbelievable. But obviously more money came into the NFL, but that's just a cool display to see all the rings and how they changed.
Yeah, Dexter, Canton is nothing compared to our Packer Hall of Fame, although I might be a little biased.
No, Mary. No, I don't, it's not. It's not. The NFL, Canton, that's really, the Canton Hall of Fame, ours is so much better here in Green Bay. And we tried to move the Canton Hall of Fame to Green Bay at one time, but it's locked in there. They've got some crazy lease or something. But no, they could learn from us and they could make it. It's also a little dark, don't you think, compared to ours? I don't know.
Is it really?
I thought it was. All I don't right. I you should go there. I think everybody should
go. Yeah, I'd like to go. I really would like to go.
This hockey thing, and where is Ethan?
Eveleth.
Eflin.
Right next to Virginia. Virginia, Minnesota.
Like Bemidji?
60 miles north of Duluth.
Wow.
50 miles northwest of Duluth. You never been up by the Iron Range?
No. All right. No.
Up by Hibbing?
Heard of that.
Virginia, Eveleth, all those little towns.
I can't believe they landed that.
Wow. Well, that's the center of hockey. John Mariucci, one of the great names in United States hockey history. That's where he's from, and so a lot of the great ones. So,
well, people support that stuff. That's very cool. All right.
And where is, okay, let me ask you this one. Where?
I'm not going to be good at this. I just know Springfield because I used to.
All right.
But what?
Can I throw one more out?
Okay.
Where is the United States Ski Jumping Hall of Fame?
Is that, I'm doing a guess. Is that up in your neck of the woods?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be. I would guess not. Ski Jumping Hall of Fame. Brule?
Ishpeming.
Yeah, I might have guessed that on a multiple choice.
Nah, you wouldn't have. Nope.
Well, I mean, if it would have been that or Utah.
Choice. Yeah. But the International Ski and Jumping, or the United States Ski Jumping Hall of Fame is in Ishpeming.
Like, what does it look like, though? Is it like...
It's cool from the outside. I've never been in it. Isn't that funny? I buy my Kudigi, right, kitty corner from it at Ralph's, but I've never been in the Ski Hall of Fame. There's a really nice one. I'll tell you where there's a nice one, though. Up in Iron Mountain, too. There's an Olympic Hall of Fame type thing for ski jumpers up there. Yeah.
Well, I thought you said it was in Ishpeming.
The national one is in Ishpeming. But if you go to Pine Mountain, there's a real nice display at like the Holiday Inn or whatever it is, or the Pine Mountain Lodge, really nice. I'm a big fan of Hall of Fames and museums. Love it. I wish I applied for the job to run the museum here one time. When the job was open, probably 15 years ago.
I don't think that would have been perfect for you. You have some strengths in media and sports. You'd be great at that. But that thing gets into diverse issues that you're maybe not as schooled in as you could be.
I realize those things.
Wow.
I know, hey, Todd. How did his kids succeed so well?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's nothing but pure discouragement. Discouragement.
I want you to be. Okay.
Listen, girls, you guys are great, but let me tell
you
something.
You guys don't have it. You're not going to be good at this.
New York. You're going to New York. Big mistake.
You're going to have somebody that knows more than you because you guys aren't prepared for this. You're not.
That's not what I was saying.
Nashville? I was saying, what are you doing in Nashville?
You don't even know what you're going to be doing down there.
When you're in your 20s, you can learn anything. I think sometimes when you get
to be our
age.
You want to be a writer? How can you be a writer? I read your term paper. I would have given you a B- at the best.
That is so
not likely.
Who's going
to buy your books? Nobody's going to buy your books.
I'm just the opposite.
A doctor? What do you know about being a doctor? You know nothing about being a doctor. Come on.
What did I teach you about being a doctor?
We have no doctors in the family. Why do you think you can be a doctor? You stay home, you get married, have a couple of kids, you're good.
Sorry if I came across that way. That's not the way I raised my kids. I want to say that. You can do anything
every
you want.
I'll get
you a horse.
Anyway, I
and a dog that's afraid of guppies.
Being a curator at a magazine.
You have to tell that story again.
What's that?
About what you did for Milton.
This weekend?
You said that right at the very beginning of the show today, right at 6 o'clock. Tell everybody what you did for Milton.
Well, we started talking about the heat.
Yeah.
And you said that you were out. It was 88 degrees. We thought it was 90. It hit 88 degrees. And Milton was panting. He was like hot. And I'm like, oh, dude, we got to do something for you. And he didn't really want to play outside. So I went to Petco to get a pool, like this little pool I can be in. And then they didn't have what I wanted. So I went to PetSmart, which is great. And the lady's like, well, you want pink or blue? I'm like, oh, I got to get blue because he's a guy. And then I said, so what do I have to heat the water? And she goes, no, you just put cold water in there. But if you put guppies in there, you know, they'd attract him to play in the water more. I'm like, really? What if he eats them? She goes, no, that's fine. Guppies are good for dogs or they can eat them. And then they were 22 cents. And then next to them were these like a bigger goldfish. I said, can I get some of those? And she didn't think those were as good for him. I thought, you know, that the orange would be more attractive.
Have anybody out there ever heard of a dog eating guppies and it being good for them? First of all, I can't picture Milton having a quick enough tongue to like grab one.
Well, I think they're quicker than you think. No, they're quicker than you think.
I think his palate is just a little bit too advanced to eat
this
guppies.
This isn't even cooked.
Right?
Yeah.
Dad, you want me to eat this?
Put this on the grill.
This is good for you.
This is good for you. They're alive.
That's what's cool about it is they swim.
You want me to eat something that's alive, and then it'll wiggle going all the way down my throat. Is that what you're saying? I'm just asking. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. No, I'm out. I'm out. This pool idea sucks. I'm going back under the bed.
Well, no, I didn't want him in that.
That's
house
what Milton's
in
thinking in real life.
Anyway, so I don't know
how Milton just became Larry McCarron. Let me get this right here. You're going to be something that's alive. They're swimming.
The lady,
just eat it. Is that right? Is that what you want me to do?
The lady was very...
I'm not going to do that.
She was very convincing. She goes, no, this is what you want to do. I'm like, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Do we have any veterinarians that listen? Do we have any veterinarian friends? I don't have any veterinarian friends.
We just got a text from somebody. Check with your vet about those guppies.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Who's...
Thank you.
Milton's veterinarian. He retired. We've got a different one. Dr. Warpinski. Remember him?
I know a veterinarian. I'd like to get this guy on our show anyway. Dr. Venisi. Dr. Venisi. Sam Venisi. Jack Venisi's brother.
Really?
Jack Venisi.
The GM?
Yes, yes.
Wow. His brother's
a
veterinarian?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Jeff Alexander just did a really nice story on him.
Yeah, Jeff does.
For Channel 2. I did a story on him years ago, and a really great guy.
All right.
And we need to find out. Todd, could you try to schedule Sam Venisi, Dr. Sam Venisi, on our show? I emceed when they did the dedication for his brother's memorial. We got to set a quick break. Back after this. But if you choose to stay, you
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Does he know that?
Wait a minute. How long have we been doing this show?
Over a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Mido the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Those temperatures holding steady up there, 73 in Appleton, 72 in Oshkosh, 71 in Green Bay. On National Hug Your Kids Day, Tapioca Pudding Day, Horse Lovers Day. And Forrest Whitaker turned 63 years old.
Is it Horse Fly Day today again?
Let me tell you, did you hear me talk about that last week?
Well, I saw your post on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, and I've still got something in my gut that I don't know if a tick burrowed in there and decided he's going to live there forever, or if a horse
you
flight nailed
me. You were up there in Nagani, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing up there?
Cutting wood at my brother's camp.
You went downtown, didn't you? That's why the tummy's bothering you.
I did go downtown to buy a couple of pasties.
Yeah, a couple of adult beverages, too. I know you, John.
Well, you know
I'm a fine one to talk.
We've got our Who Are You guest is here. Now, if you were listening on the way in, you would have known where the United States National Hockey Hall of Fame is located, correct?
Yeah, I absolutely have been there a couple times.
Which would be about, 50 miles from your hometown?
Up north, yeah, 52 to be exact. 52 on 52.
So our special guest is from...
Who is our special guest?
Well, he's from Michigan, from Minnesota.
Duluth. I grew up in Duluth.
All right.
No, as a matter of fact, we moved to the Twin Cities before my sophomore year.
Oh, okay.
It was a good thing.
Another thing about our special guest is...
I've got a set of pipes.
I was going to say, if you wanted to, you could be mayor. I mean, you have done more in this community, and you live in the city, so you're one of the people you do qualify. From veterans to Zippin' Pippin, you name it.
You've been on the Zippin' Pippin?
I took the very first time it ever went, and the mayor was there that day.
Really?
Yes, and I screamed like a little girl.
He kind of did.
This is the guy that spent years in the Air Force, and yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Yes.
All right.
So you guys used to do a lot of things together, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had access to a lot of stuff. I mean, I was really slowed. I'm 75 now. So, I've slowed down a little bit. But, yeah, we did a whole bunch. Ooh, I mean, yeah. It was always, you have to dive into your community and you have to talk about what your community is talking about. Heart, health, and pocketbook. Those were those topics I covered.
And
then it got to be heart, health, pocketbook, and then social media.
And we got a winner, Bear from Y100.
Yeah, and the tailgate parties we did at Brett Favre Steakhouse.
You know, that was so great. He would come by, and he'd have his mom with him.
Oh!
I took her to games, yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
You were so nice to her.
But you were just so relaxed. Uh-huh. I think sometimes, I better not go there, but I think the current administration's a little uptight sometimes. I didn't mention any names.
Yeah, if there was a party to be had, this guy, when he showed up, it was rock and roll. Yeah.
But they were fun, and people were just always in a good mood, right? I just felt that people were pretty positive, and everything, all the stuff that we were at. Even we had to send those veterans, the military off. That was a positive event. Yeah,
now there'd be a row of protesters across the street. And,
right.
Well, what's everybody talking about today? Well, we all know. I'm all newsed out. I'm very tired. I listened... to The Other Side of Midnight last night. Are you guys aware of that show?
No, but I didn't know that this guy sits out in his yard. Todd, can you describe what Jim described this morning? That so he, how he spends his July 85 degree
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Go ahead, Todd. Let's talk.
Well, just a nice Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, sitting out on the beach under a parasol to keep the sun out of his eyes. And he's scrolling audio from shows like Meet the Press.
Yeah.
And This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, boy.
I listened to all three of those, Bear.
Oh, did George do his show after he got his head out of his rectum after that thing last week? Oh, was he able to do it? I'm going to be quiet. I wasn't going to go there.
You say you're newsed out. Do you really get newsed out?
Well, over the last 48 hours, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, definitely.
But there's, I don't know if you can get newsed out on that because there's all these stories coming off of the story.
Theorists. It was faked. I was listening to some of these calls. I was listening to some of these idiotic calls coming into this radio show last night. I'm about 2 o'clock in the morning. And, he faked that. He just... He put a capsule in his mouth and bit into it to look like blood. Blah, 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 blah.
I know.
And so.
That was the scene from what movie?
with Tim Robbins.
Nope. It was with Paul Newman and what's his name? Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah.
That switch?
The sting.
Nope. Sting. The sting. Do you remember where they pretend like the guy shot him and the blood came out of his mouth?
Best hose job ever.
Yes, that's a great movie. Yeah. So Bear from Y100, formerly of Y100, is joining us right here. In retrospect, out of your 40-year radio career,
wow.
Highs, lows, things you miss, things you don't miss. Weren't you driving an hour to work every day?
No.
I thought you lived in Oshkosh.
No, that was Dan Stone.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I didn't drive. I live up by Baird School.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But no, highs and lows, boy. There's a lot of them. Most of my career was positive.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'm not that smart. But if you just kind of roll with the flow, you can do it. Do radio. Yeah. Highs.
You were pretty positive, though. I mean, you...
Well, why be negative? People don't want to hear negative.
And you were on in the morning.
Yeah.
And people want to start their day positive,
correct.
Right?
And I mean, we had tremendous ratings.
Right.
And all we did was just be nice to people. And I did country music. I did country radio for 38 out of 40 years. One of the things that I learned, and I stuck kind of with it, was in country, you have three generations listening.
Yeah.
You have the young kids, you have their parents, and you have the grandparents also.
That is so true.
And so you've got to cover all three of those. It's not that hard to do.
But think about how that changed for each generation, because you and I are basically same generation,
sure,
Bear,
and
we were Johnny Cash and people like that, no question. Then there came kind of like the Garth Brooks revolution.
Yeah, I was there for that too, boy.
And there for that, and then the whole new one where everybody looked like a male model and came out with whatever.
And then 9/11 came along.
Yeah.
And then it was Toby Keith.
That's right. Who are some of the... Well, we're going to send you a quick break, but... Just going to ask you, because you guys used to have so many big stars on, and you guys would go to Nashville for those conventions.
Sure.
Want to talk about some of the personalities of those people, kind of behind the scenes,
how
that went.
You bet.
Because you've dealt with so many of them, it's mind-boggling. I mean, I used to walk past their studio, and sometimes I'd pop in for, if they'd have like somebody brought them donuts and grab a donut or something. And but it'd be like some big name on the air with you guys.
Sure.
I mean, you guys, one thing about country music, they're... light years ahead of any other venue of music as far as making their people, you know, approachable.
Having access
and
to
them.
Right.
Nobody does. And I think that killed rock in some ways, in certain aspects. So we got to send a quick break. Bear, former from Y100, joining us back after this.
Here's your thing.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.